This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Doug and Danny Show. It's an Ash Wednesday. That's why your calendar has a different colored numeral on it. Some of them, probably not all of them. So Lent begins today. What are you giving up? Oh, that's right. You don't have to worry about that. That's right. I have to. It's fish day. It's fish day. It's fasting day. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So.
But you ate a lot yesterday, right?
You know what? Dry. You know, and I didn't. Kyle Hayner, nice hospitality room. Thanks. Great. Another class, you know, another upper class school. Yeah, I was banking on it yesterday. Banking on it. What do I get? The shaft. It's okay. It's okay. I had a couple of things when I got back, sandwiches last night, and yeah. Well, that's what it's supposed to be about. Big show today because that's the way we do it. We still have some Nebraska women's basketball tickets for tonight's matchup between the unbeaten third-ranked Huskers and 13th-ranked Iowa State, 7:05 at the Devaney Center. I can't find that this is televised because the men's game is tonight, so it's radio or it's live, so why not do both? Take your headset and go to the ball game tonight at 7:05. We're going to give you a chance to win a family four-pack later on in the show, so if you want to take the family or just a couple of couples want to go down or the ladies or the guys, whatever, load it up. We're going to have a family four-pack coming your way later on in the show today. We are going to talk in about 5 minutes here with Kevin Lofton, the head men's basketball coach, co-head men's basketball coach at UNK. Two weekends left, and they're into must-win territory, unfortunately. We'll talk with Coach Lofton about that. Also on the show today, we will be talking with Sutton wrestling coach Ron Gerber. They only have four kids going. They might have four kids wrestling Friday night in the semis, and they might have everybody still meddling. They got a chance. They got a good chance to meddle all four of those. And you know, that's all you need if you want to get in the top 10 in the team race. And of course, everybody wants to know about Michael Schaff. He's not the only one, but we'll talk a little bit about his rematch with the Jack Wardeen in the last half of the show. Plus, a little baseball. BJ Antiola from the Fresno Bee is going to join us to tell us about Fresno State, just a couple years removed from one of the biggest Cinderella stories in all of sport, college or pro, when they won the national title, and now Nebraska goes out there to face them this weekend. Colin was going to talk about it. It looked like a dog that won the Westminster Dog Show last night. Did you watch it with Breezy and Luli?
No, I did not watch it. Normally I see part of it. I did not see that, though. I did not see that. The hound category, saw part of that earlier the night before. Did not see last night.
Women's curling on.
How did we lose to Japan? We had them.
In curling?
Yes.
I didn't know. I know we lost to those Rusky Germans yesterday. So that's what's going on at the Olympics. Lindsey Vonn, this is supposed to be her day. We'll find out as she gets on the skis and goes down the mountain in the first of what should be five events for her. Now that the weather is supposed to be pretty nice today, maybe the best day at the Olympics. They've got some snow. Now the weather's nice. Maybe they're able to do a little skiing. And money being thrown around in the National Football League before the lockout, evidently. The good vodka for the Polish kicker, Sebastian Janikowski, who made the fewest field goals like in the history of the NFL this season. 17, I think, was the number that they showed. Fewest field goals this season. Made a bunch of extra points. More field goals. Made 17 extra points, I think, was all that Oakland scored. I misspoke. Made field goals, made a bunch over 40, and he's worth it. But
Is he worth it?
Well, I don't know if he's worth it. He's funny.
It's a personality that fits Oakland, maybe, and Al Davis.
If they were any good, they'd have a decent kicker. But the thing with Janikowski is he a good kicker? They throw him out there to try all these 62-yarders and 70-yarders and 58-yarders because they're just getting killed, and it's the end of the half, so let's run him out there.
I think that he was like fifth in the league in touchbacks. It's not like the guy has set himself apart, and yeah, part of that's because you're on a bad team, and maybe if he had more opportunities, his stats would really show that he was one of the best elite kickers in the league. But
they're not spending it on quarterbacks or any other talent at Oakland, so you know why not give it to the kicker? And maybe he was undervalued in his last contract.
Well, maybe he was, but $9 million of that guaranteed. He will receive $9 million no matter what the. I mean, he gets hurt next week and doesn't kick again, he will receive $9 million of the 16.
And finally, before we catch up with Kevin Lofton at UNK, they're talking about it this morning, and I got back from basketball last night just in time to see the overtime between Kentucky and Mississippi State, and this has got to stop. There is a fine line between, you know, rivalry and Mississippi State and Kentucky. You're not a rival, all right? You're not a rival. Mississippi State, Kentucky, they don't care who you are. You're not rivals. And then to lose in an overtime game to the number two team in the country and throw stuff on the floor, that's worse than the West Virginia Pitt thing, according in my book. I mean, they're throwing full water bottles out there, permanent revocation of any rights to any athletic event ever at Mississippi State. This has just got to come down. You do it, lifetime ban. All sports, all the time, and I don't care who you are. This has got to stop, and it's got to stop with immediate over-the-top penalties. I mean, you've got to make an immediate over-the-top penalty. You can't just slap them on the hand and say, well, you can't come back this year, or we're taking your tickets away from basketball, but you can still come to anything. No, it's got to be immediate sanctions on these people, and find whatever the law is that you can take them in and book them on, too, because all that water bottle has to do is hit somebody.
Well,
and then you've committed a crime.
You saw it with a beer bottle in Colorado. I mean, it hasn't been all that many years ago that it happened with a cheerleader in Colorado.
No, you're just idiots.
And it's just, it's unacceptable behavior.
It's got to stop. I mean, it's not like throwing Wildcats on the floor at Wayne State, you know, and things like that. I mean, we've seen some weird things with UNK in the past, that it's time for Loper Link, brought to you by the College Store, 1420 West 24th Street, carrying Campus Authentic apparel. Campus Authentic, so real, the coach might put you in. Check out a huge selection of Loper gear at thecollegestore.com. And by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, and we have the loans. A lot going on at UNK, and the basketball season is starting to wind down. Pleased to welcome back to the program co-ed men's basketball coach of the UNK Lopers, Kevin Lofton. And, Coach, welcome back.
Hey, thanks a lot. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're getting through. It's just so much out there. We're trying to figure out how to get Daddy in some kind of slalom event or luge or bobsled. Maybe a bobsled, Daddy. Let's work on the bobsled.
Bobsled would be interesting.
I don't fit in the track.
Well, see, here's the deal. It'd be the four-man. But actually, just be you and another guy.
There would be
two guys in there, and you'd still fill the bobsled. Kev, things started to go well for the men there, and then just one game last weekend out at Colorado Springs, and I got to catch part of it there on the way back from my game last Friday night because it started so late. The high school game. You guys found yourselves down 10, and then all of a sudden you closed the gap. You tied the ball game there, I think, at 62 or 63. Take me home from there. Did the energy get used catching up, or what happened in that last 5 minutes?
No, we just kind of fell back into a bad cycle of turning it over. I think we had in that last 5.5 minutes. It was a one-point game. We got it back to 1 point. We thought we had tied it up when Mike Van Dahl stuck what we thought was a three, but it turns out they counted it as a two. And at that point, we were down one. And from then on, we just kind of stumbled with turnovers. We turned it over on the very next possession. When we're only down one, and they go down and get a layup out of it, so now we're down three, and we just kind of have a cycle of that where we'd get it to three, and then we'd turn it over, they'd score, then we'd be down five. Max Frelick hit a couple threes and kept it interesting, but we just couldn't get over it. Once we turned it over initially after being down just 1 point, they go down, score a layup. We never really could get over the hump. We kind of kept it close and gave ourselves chances, but it was just one turnover after another that kind of cost. So I think we ended up turning it over four times, in 5 minutes, and that resulted in 9 points for them, and whether it be a layup or three. So that really kind of broke our back more than anything else.
Kevin, going into this season, obviously the goal is probably not to win the conference, the goal not to advance to a national, Elite Eight or something, but are you satisfied right now with where you're at with this group?
That's tough. That's a tough question. And that's simply because I think we're 11-12. And let's face it, when Drake left with about 3 weeks before school, you don't have time to brace for anything like that. You know, it's not like you have a whole year to recruit knowing that, hey, that we're going to lose that guy. So I think at that point, Coach and I sat down and we just kind of talked and we looked at our schedule and we felt like if we could just go 500 or a little better with this group, that would be good. And like all coaches, we're greedy. I am. I know that. And when we're sitting here, and I think we were 8-5, had just beaten Western State with Mesa State coming in, and thinking we could have a good chance of beating them. And we proceeded to go on like over a 7-game stretch, 1-6, and that really kind of hurt our hopes of doing better than 500, maybe making a serious run in the conference. So when I know that there's the potential to be better than this is there, it's frustrating. But at the same time, when you look at the big picture, being right around that 500 mark, having a chance to finish better than we did last year, that's why it's a tough question. And I to answer it, I guess I think we're better than what our record is. But at the same time, you can't be too disappointed with the kids.
Right now, the loss last weekend really hurt as far as making the postseason tournament, especially with who you've got left on your schedule, going to Regis and Metro this weekend, and you're a full game back and on the wrong side of the tiebreaker here. So 4 games to go. What are you telling the team?
Basically, one of our goals was to finish 500 or better. And so, with 4 games to play, that's still within reach, which was not the case at this time last year, okay? The other thing is there's still a little bit of hope, but we need help. Had we won on Saturday, then we would kind of control our own destiny. But right now, we need some help. We need someone to really fall down, whether it be Christian or Springs. You almost want Springs to keep winning and have Christian just kind of implode a little bit. And I hate to think like that because, I played against Christian's coach when I was in college. He was at Colorado Christian. We kind of went at it a little bit, and he's a great guy, and you hate to have to wish misfortune on another team. But that's kind of the situation we are in, where we need to win out, take care of our business, and hope that maybe Christian falls down here up at the Springs. And then coming down on the road trip, we got a sweep, and then with them coming to our place the very last game of the year, if we can continue to win, we probably face a situation where the winner gets in and the loser's done on that last weekend.
And here's what's still ahead for the Lopers. Regis right now, a winnable game. They're at the bottom of the East Division. But then Metro is second in the East, 11-4 in the conference. Colorado Mines leads at 12-4. That's home next week. And then Colorado Christian would come in if it would happen to get down to that last game. They're 8-8 in the league. Lopers are 6-9 in the league right now. So that's what's left for UNK.
Kevin, I guess, entering the season, you knew Josiah's going to be fine. Max is a player for you. Are there a couple other guys that you had doubts about entering the season, but right now you're saying, hey, these guys, we got them some quality minutes this year. They're going to be fine players for us down the road.
A lot of guys on our roster has shown signs. The biggest two to this point in my mind, one is Akeem Morrison, the freshman out of Florida. I think he came in, started off really well. I was averaging double figures, and then he kind of went into, I think, what we call the freshman blahs, where he was really struggling for a little bit. And now he's come out of it. I think he's hit 17 of his last 34 three-point attempts. So, which is shooting is a strength of his. So he's kind of showing signs. And I think Chris Deans, who really struggled for us last year, kind of we felt underachieved, has come back and he's found middle ground. I mean, last year he goes out to Mesa State, and at one point in the game, he's 9-for-9. in the basketball game from behind the three-point line. I mean, he really torched it out there. And then, you know, he would have moments like that, and then he would also have moments where he was just really, I mean, for lack of a better word, he was just really bad. And he could never find any middle ground. Well, this year he's found that middle ground, and he's either shooting it in really, really good, or he's just doing good enough that you can keep him on the floor and he can help you. And that's just something he wasn't doing last year. So those two, I think, with one being a true redshirt sophomore and Chris, and the other being a true freshman, I think those two are kind of showing some signs of maybe being able to help us.
Kevin Lofton joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show for another minute. Kevin, so obviously your recruiting is big as it always is, and maybe even more important right now. I know we can't touch on anybody. Where are you? And I think I maybe even asked you this last time.
Yeah, because you did. You did. And I mean, that's a logical question. I mean, you know, we're struggling. We are not. I mean, let's face it, we don't come into the year thinking we want to go 500, you know, most years. We're thinking, what seed are we going to be in the NCAA tournament? So recruiting is something that is a priority right now. Right now we are looking at a lot of junior college kids, to be honest with you. Went out and watched North Platte play a couple weekends ago. I've only been to a couple high school games, knowing that we probably need immediate help. And right now, just from what I saw over the summer, when I'm going out and watching the AAU kids play, I don't know that there's necessarily someone that's going to come in and turn it around for us right now. I think there's some good kids out there, but I think you got to give them a year or two before they're able to do that. Whereas we were looking for something that's going to help change our fortunes right away, to be honest with you.
Kevin, I know you were at the Harlan Hoops Classic. Austin Katzer! Austin Katzer! Sorry, I got a bad cough going on.
I don't even, Kevin, we won't even let Kevin get in any trouble here. I know that's one of the places he is considering.
Well, I was there watching some people, that's all I can tell you.
Well, Kevin, I'll tell you what. 4-0 because we are optimistic on the show. Then we get in the tournament. Then, of course, we win the tournament. And then who knows what happens from there. Now, how about that for a fantasy?
I would give up a lot of things as far as Lent's concerned. I heard you guys talk about that. I would forfeit a lot of vices to let that happen.
We're giving up losing if we're Lopez people.
There you go.
Hey, Coach, thanks as always for the time, and best of luck on the road this weekend, and then we'll see you back home next week.
All right. Thanks a lot.
That is Loper Link with Kevin Lofton, the UNK co-ed men's basketball coach, brought to you by Russ Smith at Charterwest National Bank of Kearney. They offer all types of loans, from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons, we have the loans. And by the College Store, 1420 West 24th, open with the cheapest textbooks in town. They guarantee it. They've got lots of supplies and tons of Loper gear. Stop by the store. You can even check them out online at thecollegestore.com. thecollegestore.com. And other Loper, you know, some, I got so many piles of crap here, it's just unbelievable. Derek, do I got piles of crap here?
Yeah, you do. Some of that's for me, too.
No, it's all mine. It's not yours. We talked about the Loper track over the weekend. UNK baseball, they're not going to Washburn. They're not going to Topeka, Kansas. It's not nice there. They're going to the Metrodome. They're going to Minneapolis. They're going to play a doubleheader Saturday night against Augustana at 7. Now, this starts at 7. They're going to play two games. Then Sunday morning, they're going to play another doubleheader starting at 9 a.m. I hope there's no extra innings Saturday night. Concordia St. Paul, so that's a good pickup there. Of course, there's so many contests in the Metrodome of all levels of baseball that UNK trying to fit some in. They're going to get to play there, so that'll be a cool experience. And UNK in the Ping Division II rankings this week come in at number 30.
You know, and having an opportunity to go to the Metrodome and see the Dairy Queen Classic when Nebraska play there, people don't realize this, but games go on 24 hours a day. They literally play baseball throughout the night in the Metrodome. From colleges of all different, and that's a natural place people go to get games in.
Absolutely psychotic. Let's see. Okay, the men and women, we covered that. Wrestling is in action today. Fort Hays State and Grand Canyon on the road. That's going on, and that wraps up the regular season for UNK wrestling. Baseball, we just told you about. Softball this weekend, the tournament in Kearney was canceled because the fields just aren't. I mean, we had so much precipitation, so much snow, that they're not ready to go. And so they will not be playing that this weekend either. Track in action, and that's what's going on with UNK. So as we go to break, we're going to talk a little baseball Husker style when we come back, and Fresno State style. We're going to go out to the Fresno Bee with B.J. Antiola to talk about the Bulldogs. And finally, we've got a family four-pack. of Nebraska women's basketball tickets. Number three, 23-0, Nebraska women hosting 19-4, 13th-ranked Iowa State, up seven spots in this week's poll. How long is Nebraska's current home winning streak in women's basketball? 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. How long is the current home winning streak? When we come back, we're going to tell you who's playing in the Nebraska High School Shrine Bowl right after this.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. National Bank.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with Centerpoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At Centerpoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's C-E-N-T-R-E pointwealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated. If you're looking for a Husker football fix, look no further than Indian Head Golf Club. On Thursday, February 25th, Sean Callahan will be doing his annual Husker recruitment show at the Indian Head Golf Course Clubhouse from 6 to 8 p.m. See film on the new recruits as Sean explains why they were chosen and breaks down this year's recruiting class. With only 115 spots available, call now to reserve yours. 308-381-4653. That's Indian Head Golf Club at 308-381-GOLF.
The flavor of charcoal with the convenience of gas.
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, and if you've ever tasted food from a Traeger pellet grill, then you know how awesome it is. Traeger uses hardwood pellets to infuse your food with sweet, smoky flavor. Use it for ribs, chicken, and steaks, plus homemade chipotle, pizza, even pie. Visit our booth at the Cattleman's Classic for a sample, or stop by our store in Kearney or Grand Island to see our show specials. That's at Builders, where we do grilling best.
Builders does it best.
Sunshine develops across the area today with some increasing clouds late and then into tonight with highs in the lower 40s. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 10. For tonight, we can expect cloudy skies and a low in the mid-teens. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 36.
You can't handle her. That's why I can't leave you alone.
Well, that's fine.
Exactly.
Give me somebody I can talk to.
You should be Catholic. You could give up anger for Lent. That's what you could do. Hey, we have a winner for our Nebraska women's basketball tickets. They currently have a 16-game home winning streak dating back to last season, and the winner is...
Andrew from Kearney. He's a smart guy. He knew it.
Well, or he guessed right. Andrew and three others are going to get to go to the Nebraska women's basketball game top 15 matchup tonight at the Devaney Center at 7:05.
Here's late-breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio
Superstation.
It is time to let you know who is playing in the 2010 Shrine Bowl this summer and Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. We had already been told a couple of months ago about the high school coaches that will be in the game. Mike Spears of Howells is the head coach of the North. Tony Hoffman of Crofton, Mike Fultz of Lincoln High, Mike Lecker of Shadron, Luke Dobbins of Howells, an assistant, Tom Casimir of Norfolk Catholic, Kevin Cush of Boys Town, the head coach of the South, assisted by Boys Town's Monty Meadows, who used to be here in Kearney and at UNK, Jeff Reed of Norris, Darren Hatch from Arapahoe, Scott Porter from Blue Hill, and Trevor Longy from Millard South. Usually more kids from the area on the South. I'm just going to go alphabetically. Here's who's playing on the North squad. Brett Douglas from Ravenna, Landon Hakey from Gothenburg, Lewis Kalin of Grand Island Senior High, Andrew Rios of Lexington, who's also playing on the North squad this year, and Austin Whitmer from Grand Island Central Catholic. On the South side, Nathan Arlt of Adams Central, Jamie Burkmark of Aurora, Riley Boniface of Blue Hill, Matt Bowman of Kearney Catholic is also playing on the South, Cody Calhoun of Maxwell. Slide down to the great quarterback in Nathan Most, defensive back Nathan Most of Giltner will be on the South squad. Dalton Seeley, the All-Stater out of Hastings St. Cecilia, the captain in Class C1. And Chad Stoll of McCook and Big Pete Troush from Minden are the area kids that will be playing in the annual Shrine Bowl high school football game this July at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. And, Daddy, as I look at that, a couple of things stand out to me here. We have one kid from Grand Island, and for the first time in years, nobody from Kearney High. Bowman makes it in. We've got some kids from St. Cecilia and Adams Central and Central Catholic. Nobody from Northwest as far as the Tri-Cities go. Aurora, but one name missing. No Mr. Rodriguez from Aurora, so obviously he turned down that invitation. And again, that continues to be, and we just got this, so I haven't broke down how many of the all-class, all-Nebraska players turned down an invitation.
We need to do a quick interview with Darren Hatch about the Shrine Bowl. I'm sure he would say, oh, we're going to get killed. We don't have a chance. Oh, my gosh.
He saw me at wrestling the other day and blamed you. I just want you to know that.
We're not going to be very good. Oh, we're going to get killed.
BJ Antiola from the Fresno Bee in the warm, sunny, not muddy at all, California, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. BJ, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning.
Thanks for having me. Hey, guys.
Hey, we're ready to talk a little baseball. The season gets underway for just about every Division I college baseball team this weekend, and the Huskers come out to take on a program that obviously just a couple of years ago caught the hearts and the minds of the entire nation, but that's a couple of years ago. What should we expect for Fresno State? Give us your season-opening scouting report.
Well, they're a pretty talented team here. They're not ranked in the top 25 just yet, but I think it's because their pitching is still kind of unproven. It's a team that returns seven position player starters, six, and then pretty much all of their pitching from last year except for probably their best pitcher, which is obviously a big hole there. But, you know, there's quite some talent here. They're pretty young overall. I think their best player is their pitcher, Derek Benny, and he's probably going to be their Friday night starter here, and I think he has some ace material at some point, and it's going to be a good series. You know, the only thing is, you know, it's really good weather right now. There is a chance that it might start raining on a Saturday and Sunday for the series.
BJ, when you take us back to that national title run, what did that do for recruiting? Was it a whole different kind of athlete that Fresno could go after then?
That's what you know, the Fresno State coach Mike Basil believes. You know, and I think he was saying, you know, this group of freshmen is kind of the start of the new type of talent that's coming in there that they're able to recruit. You know, baseball is kind of tricky because obviously with the tendency for players to leave for the pros, you know, it's always tough to compete for the elite prospects in there. But you know, with Fresno State, you know, they're able to get a lot of those guys because you know, obviously winning the national championship. And the fact that you're located in California, you know, really helps them.
Coach Basil, obviously from Cal State Fullerton, he knows what it takes to win national titles, but to do it at Fresno is certainly a different thing.
Yeah, you know, when they won that championship in 2008, that was the first men's teams title in school history there. So that just kind of shows you the significance, you know, of how important and how difficult it is for any program at Fresno State to win, and you know, for them to do it how they did it, you know, where they were pretty much, you know, the equivalent a 13th seed in a NCAA men's basketball tournament, and they took the toughest road. You know, it's one of those runs that I don't know if anyone could ever make again, because they it was such a tough road, and the way they did it with, like, players who had some horrible stats during the regular season, and they all came through in the clutch. You know, it was quite a special run at that time.
Doug, if you go back to that, I compared it to better than the USA beating the Russians in hockey.
Well,
what an upset was.
You were wrong. BJ Antiola from the Fresno Bee joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. BJ, how does the team look at starting the season with Nebraska? What's their feeling about playing a Nebraska team who yesterday was picked eighth in the Big 12 coaches poll?
You know, they're excited. You know, it's not too often that a Big 12 team comes out to a Fresno State. You know, if Fresno State ends up hosting teams from the so-called BCS conferences, even though the BCS doesn't exist in baseball, but when they do host those types of teams, they're usually from the West. You know, from the Pac-10 here, or occasionally it's some random team from the Big Ten that's trying to get away from the cold weather there. So for Nebraska to come out here, you know, it's still a good get. You know, Nebraska might not be on the top of their game, but you know, they're always a name. Whether it's just a name in football, but they're still a name to be reckoned with. And Fresno State doesn't exactly know what to expect, so they're going to try to not overlook them. That's for sure.
Fresno State picked to win the conference this year with seven teams in it: New Mexico State second, then Hawaii, Louisiana Tech, San Jose State, Nevada, and Sacramento State. You concur with that, BJ, that you think Fresno's heads and shoulders above the rest of the conference, or at least a little bit, maybe ahead above the conference this year?
I definitely believe they have the best talent in the WAC, for that matter. You know, they do have two All-Americans, I forgot to mention. One of them is their shortstop, Danny Muno, who Batesville believes is the best leadoff hitter in the nation, for that matter. You know, he did bat about 370 last year, and he set the school record for walks, so he knows how to get on base, and he was part of that national championship team from 2 years ago as a freshman, and now he's a junior. And then they have a sophomore in Dusty Robinson, who has quite some power to his swing there, and so he's able to drive in runs, and he also received some All-American honors going into the season. So there's talent across the board. You know, again, I think one of the big keys for Fresno State will be they've always known how to hit. They've always been a good hitting team, but their pitching has kind of taken some time to develop, and you know, they have not really been a team that's dominated during the regular season, which kind of leads to some of their getting lower seeded in the NCAA tournament. But they are a team that has shown that they peak at the right time. We'll see if they're ready by Friday.
Danny Muno is the fifth consecutive player from Fresno to be named the preseason WAC Player of the Year. So Fresno always got a little good pub to start the season.
BJ, when you look at the schedule to start the year, you always make sure Hawaii's on the road. Is that a key when you're following Fresno State?
Well, you know, unfortunately, in these times here, we're not able to make it out to all of Fresno State baseball's road trips. But definitely, you know, when you're able to go to Hawaii, it's always an added bonus. I know the athletic department as a whole doesn't necessarily like having to flip the bill to go to Hawaii, but as a reporter covering it, you know, it's always nice to make that trip out there.
I take a look at the rest of the schedule here, at least in the non-conference. After this weekend, off to Washington. They host Oregon in a four-game series in a couple of weeks. They've got Loyola Marymount, UC Davis, and then they sprinkle in some other games in there with Cal State, Bakersfield, Santa Clara, San Diego. This is a pretty solid non-conference schedule, don't you think?
Yeah, and I think, you know, it starts off from the get-go, you know, when you bring in Nebraska to kick off the season. And, you know, they... You know, again, there's quite some talent in California overall, you know, individually and a collection as a team there. So they're able to play some of those teams. You know, they're in the San Diego State Invitational in the middle of March, and that's going to be a key series, you know, when you're facing the Cal State Fullerton and San Diego, two teams that are regularly in the NCAA tournament. So they're going to get to find out how good they are nationally about a month into the season, so that'll be a good barometer for them. And then it's a WAC play. You know, I don't know how it is for other conferences, but Black Clay is kind of different here in that they play four-game series every weekend, and so Fresno State's able to really test out their frontline pitching. You know, when you're having to go four straight days, that means you're testing out four starters, and that hasn't always been the case for other conferences where they only play three series. I think that also helped Fresno State back in 2008 because that was the start of the WAC playing four-game conference series as opposed to three games.
You know, Mike Anderson saying yesterday that the Huskers are going to have to rely on the bats to get the power game going a little bit because they're waiting on the pitching to catch up, and that's something that they really, really struggled with a year ago. BJ, that should be the storyline from the Nebraska side of things. Thanks so much for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Take care. That is BJ Aniola from the Fresno Bee. By the way, the four-game series is at Hawaii this year in early April.
Lovely.
Now, that's a tough break there. Tough break. But to save money, as he just said, tonight you eat the $5 burger at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island because it is Big Burger Night every Wednesday from 5 to 10. Just $5 for burgers and fries at the Chicken Coop off the menu. Oh, yeah, it's not just some fake burger. It's what you can get every single day. It's just tonight they're $5. 7 ounces of ground chuck and fries every Wednesday night. Regular cheeseburger, mushroom burger, bacon burger, the legendary Totally Jack burger. It's there for you at the Chicken Coop while you're watching all of your favorite sporting events. You can watch the Huskers tonight if you'd like. You can watch any college or pro basketball that is on, the Olympics, whatever your sporting event. You can catch up on the World Match Play, the Accenture Match Play going on. It's a good afternoon to sneak out and watch some golf at the Chicken Coop with all the great food specials every lunch and great food and drink specials every night. And tonight, Big Burger Night at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. You know what? I figured you wouldn't. Yeah, I figured you wouldn't know.
I'm ready to give an Olympic update.
Oh, you got an Olympic update? What do you got? Hold on. Olympic update? Okay, what do you got?
Well, going on today, if you're interested.
Oh, women's curling was on.
Whistler venues and Cypress Mountain venues. Don't forget, you need to check it out this afternoon, 2 o'clock to 3:45. Alpine, the women's downhill. Cross-country skiing also going on, along with luge doubles. That going on tonight, along with some snowboarding. And then you get to the Vancouver venues. Curling, the women's round robin continues all day today. Men's ice hockey, Finland versus Belarus, Sweden and Germany, Czech Republic versus Slovakia. So those three matches for you to take in. Women's ice hockey, short track speed skating, and men's speed skating all today at the Olympics. By the way, one of the Lamoureux sisters getting a goal in for the Americans.
Yeah, they thumped those pesky Ruskies. Congratulations, United States. And boy, the Europeans already just trashing the Olympics. Of course, some of the Canadians are trashing their own Olympics, too.
They're all buying the $10 mittens. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Expected to sell 1 million pair. Now they're expecting 4 million pair of mittens
and
to go out.
They got the Olympic sign and then the red. And how much free stuff do the media get up there? They got like 700 different coats and hats that all say Vancouver and all Olympics, and everybody's got something different, but it all says, you know, Vancouver NBC. We'll take a break, and when we come back, more on the State High School Wrestling Tournament, which gets underway tomorrow. We'll catch up with Sutton coach Ron Gerber, and give you a chance to win another set of tickets to tonight's Nebraska women's basketball game. Stay with us.
Hey, it's Mike Greenberg for GoToMeeting.com. And, you know, meeting with clients and colleagues, it's an incredibly important part of your job. But business travel is such a hassle. You've got to wake up early, deal with parking at the airport, trying to find something to eat, all of this for a one-hour meeting. Well, guess what? Now you can do more and travel a whole lot less with GoToMeeting, the award-winning online meeting service brought to you by Citrix. With just one click, you can host sale presentations, training sessions, product demos, do it all right from your desk. Plus, GoToMeeting is just $49 a month for unlimited online meetings. Host 5 meetings or 5,000 for one low flat rate per month. Plus, voice over IP and phone conferencing is included absolutely free. I've used GoToMeeting. I can't remember life without it. And here's what my listeners can do right now. Try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, a month of unlimited meetings, absolutely free. And here's how you do it. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and type in my promo code Mike. That's GoToMeeting.com, and don't forget the promo code Mike.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite with Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, rolling through the winter and spring sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Sunshine develops across the area today with some increasing clouds late and then into tonight with highs in the lower 40s. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 10. For tonight, we can expect cloudy skies at a low in the mid-teens. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 36.
German's angry again, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, I'm pissed, and Germany's on top of the medal count, too. So.
What are they dominating at? They kicked the U.S. butts in curling yesterday.
Yeah, they got two. They got the gold and the medal in one of the luge events, the gold and the silver in one of the luge events as well. They're up to 9 total medals. I think they got 4, 4, and 1, I think.
So that, jeez. Is their men's hockey team any good?
Yeah, they got maybe 2 NHLers, 3 NHLers. They're not going to do nothing.
Who would be favored in the hockey, Derek? Russia with Ovechkin?
I think Canada. Canada's got all NHLers on their squad, so then Russia would be a close second, yes.
Yes, 3-4-2 is your medal count right now with a total of 9, Derek.
Well, there you go. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-ESPN. That's 3776. If you don't have the letters on your new updated
BlackBerry
phone,
yeah.
888-455-3776. The Dead Popper inbox always open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. If this weather's been knocking your vehicles around, get a free estimate from the gang at the Dent Popper on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. So the Olympics, you're interested because you keep talking about it.
Well, I actually did get a chance to watch some of that curling yesterday, which I thought the Americans were going to...
That was on in the afternoon, by the way.
Yeah, later.
Okay. Just checking.
Japanese, and it looked like the Americans had the stranglehold, and then somehow, I didn't see the end of it. They lose 9-7. It's like, you had 4-1, weren't you?
Maybe they got hookied.
Huh?
Yeah, and something else about that curling. They had the women's curling on, and the event ran long, and then right after it got over, they switched over to hockey. 2 minutes left in the first period of the Canadian game. We want to watch hockey, not curling.
There's not enough of it on. It's like USA and then, like, not enough of it, unless you got a kabillion channels. I don't know. Anyway, if you miss any of the program, don't forget you can check it out on our Doug and Daddy podcast. All you have to do is go to ESPNSuperstation.com and click on the day. Yesterday we were full up. We talked wrestling with Central City and Aurora, talked a little basketball, talked Wrestling Monday, and all the shows up there for the last few weeks. Catch up with some of the coaches as we preview the state meet, which begins tomorrow. Cunningham's Journal and The Loft remind you that St. Patrick's Day is a special day for Cunningham's Journal because they open at 7 a.m. Why? because they can. They'll have green beer specials all day. The Doug and Daddy Show will be there live from 11 to 1, and that's not today. That's 1 month from today. Make sure you come check out their new updated restrooms. Talk about how great it was last year. And I'll tell you what, it was fun. That's all you got to do. If you had fun last year, all you got to do is bring those stories up and go, we're going back, and it's remodeled and yeah, it's even better than it was last year. So if you had fun last year, then the coldest beers in Kearney are waiting for you at Cunningham's Journal and the Loft on the Bricks in the downtown Kearney. Well, it's not downtown. It's just a little north. It's downtown, but it's on the north edge
right
of downtown. So Cunningham's, we can't wait for that. 1 month away. Well, not a month away, a day away from the State High School Wrestling Tournament, which gets underway tomorrow for Classes B and C at 8:30 in the morning. Classes A and D will wrestle at 4:30 in the afternoon, and then the quarterfinals at 8 o'clock, and we'll have complete coverage on our entire network of stations, including here on ESPN. The Doug and Daddy Show will be at the Quest Center the next 2 days. We're pleased to welcome in head coach at Sutton, Ron Gerber, whose team only qualified four, but still finished fourth in their district, and that means they qualified for very good wrestlers because they finished high. And Coach, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's nice to be on, Doug.
Well, I know, and Coach told me beforehand, like most of these wrestling coaches, Saturday night, Sunday morning, that's why they don't get up and sing in church, because they don't have any voice left, because they've been working it the whole time. And Coach, you are taking four quality wrestlers down there. Is this what you expected over the weekend?
We were happy to get the four. The four had qualified last year, and they're all, you know, last year all the wrestlers had, these four had 30-plus wins on the season. We were hoping to get one more. We had one wrestler, Riley Noose, who got beat in overtime to try to qualify for state. So we were hoping we'd get five, but, you know, we've got four, and we're hoping we'll get four medals coming back from state.
Coach, was there a more anticipated match on Saturday than Michael Schaff and Wardeen getting after it?
Oh, you know, there really weren't too many people interested in that. And you know that's a lie there. Everybody was, usually a lot of times you get to the end of the tournament and people have filtered out, but a lot of people for some reason stayed around for this match. They wanted to see the heavyweights go, and it was kind of like two bulls going at it at first.
Well, Coach Ron Gerber from Sutton joining us. Not everybody could be there, including us. Tell us how that match broke down.
Well, they both went out and were quite physical. Mike got a takedown early, or about a minute into the match. Jack Wardeen tried to throw Mike, and Mike caught him, and it looked like he might take him to his back, and then we were riding hard and about to turn him and ran out of time. So we went to the second period, and Mike chose down. He got a quick escape, and then they looked like Mike was in a good situation, and somehow Jack's a quality wrestler, and he scrambled out of it, and the match was 3-2. Then we kind of had a, in the rest mind, we were a little too excited on the bottom position. We got three cautions and gave up a point. So then Mike did a nearside roll, caught Jack, and pinned him. So, you know, it was a really special match. Having Jack's probably won 65, 66 matches before that without a loss. So,
Rob, tell me how Mike responded after. I mean, that was a big thing last year, the way that match ended in the state finals. Was that motivation for him in this match, or has that been forgotten about, or how did he bounce back from that?
You know, I don't think there's any way he'll ever forget about that. It was a learning experience. That match could have gone either way, but he also knew that, you know, hard work can help separate people. And we saw in this match this year, last year in the state finals, it was, to put most people's words, it was kind of a boring match. There really wasn't a lot of action. They both kind of feeling each other out, and it was anything but boring on Saturday. They both were really aggressive, and Mike's done a lot to improve his conditioning, and if you look at pictures of him, some of our kids kind of laugh at it, look at pictures from last year to this year, Mike's really grown. He's physically matured, which, you know, it's hard to imagine that he's only 16 years old, but he's still growing and maturing, so.
Coach, Mike's not the only kid going down. Give us the highlights on the other three kids that are going to be headed to state and maybe how their matchups are the first day of competition.
Well, Evan Carlson going, who's a four-time state qualifier. He has a good wrestler from Southwest the first round. We hope to get by that. And if we could get by that, the anticipated match would be against Scott Kester from Neely Oakdale, who was a state finalist 2 years ago, and then last year beat Evan in the to get a medal 4-1. But you know, anything can happen. They've both grown a lot. Evan went to military training this summer, really grew a lot physically, and hopefully has a little more mental toughness and do well. Derek Bailey, he ended up being a district runner-up, lost a hard-fought match. He was tied with about 15 seconds left and just kind of got caught. He has a first-round match against a kid from Cambridge, who's a good wrestler, but we were able to defeat him earlier this year. And then we have a tough matchup if we make it to the second round. It's probably Eric Sofel from Howells, but he's an undefeated wrestler in high school, hasn't lost in 2 years. But like I say, everybody needs to lose at a point, and Derek could do it. And then Mitch, we have a wrestler from Elgin, Pocahontas, that really don't know anything about. I really don't know anything about him, but I know his losses are to quality opponents, and coming out of the D2 district at that weight, he has to be a good wrestler. So, but we're happy with the draws we got, especially for Mitch and Mike.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy, so best of luck tomorrow, and rest that voice another day.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Coach. Sutton Wrestling Coach Ron Gerber, and of course, many people that could be the final match again on Saturday get to the heavyweights. Wardeen and Shaffa could be a rematch, and that should be outstanding. Let's take a break. When we come back, one last chance to win some Nebraska women's basketball tickets after this.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for your project. Log on to fast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. Just go to fast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, or any other home service, visit fast.servicemagic.com. It's easy and it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors in your area. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to fast.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to fast.servicemagic.com. That's fast.servicemagic.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
More exciting high school sub-district basketball comes your way on Thursday with girls' finals. It includes the Battle of Hastings as St. Cecilia takes on Adams Central on 1230 AM KHAS. Tip-off Thursday night is at 7:30. On the Breeze 94.5 FM, Shelton takes on Blue Hill at 7. And on ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic will take on Southern Valley also at 7. Plus, all weekend long, it's live coverage of the state wrestling tournament right here and on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Sunshine develops across the area today with some increasing clouds late and then into tonight with highs in the lower 40s. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 10. For tonight, we can expect cloudy skies and a low in the mid-teens. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 36.
Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy?
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Oh, Daddy, You looking forward to the game tonight?
I am looking forward to the game. I know the men are looking forward to getting rid of Kansas State as well so they can not face a ranked opponent for the first time in five games.
And of course, last year, one of the greatest predictions in the history of this show when I told you Nebraska would flat out beat Michael Beasley in Kansas State, or was that 2 years ago, whatever it was, and it happened. It's not going to happen tonight.
No, look to be an uphill battle.
You can hear the women's game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. That gets underway at 7:05 tonight. You can hear the game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Tonight they take on Iowa State. Let's give away our final four-pack of tickets. They're not right next to each other, but they are right behind each other. So you'll set like an 8 and 9, and then the row behind you, 8 and 9. So make sure you set behind your friends so you can throw popcorn at them. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Nebraska defeated Iowa State earlier this season in a key road game. A key road game. That was a key road game, Tony.
What was another top 20 battle?
When was the last time Nebraska won at Iowa State? When was the last time Nebraska won? Not counting this year. When was the last time Nebraska won at Iowa State? Which year? The
first person. It had to be a while ago. They were bad last year.
Nebraska lost both times to Iowa State last year. Yeah, they lost both times to Nebraska last year. What year did Nebraska last win a women's basketball game at Iowa State? Score was 82-72 when Nebraska won that game. Derek's taking the call. We probably could have taken the putzes on the air so they wouldn't keep guessing the same year here. Not putzes. Did you say that?
No, you didn't.
You say that out loud, our great listening audience. We make fun. We make fun. Any luck yet, Derek?
No, we've had a couple. Somebody said last year a couple 2003s, 2000 in there as well.
Okay, put them on the air. Here we go. Let's get rid of these. Doug and Daddy Show, when's the last time Nebraska women won at Iowa State? Your guess is?
2007.
Oh, that's incorrect. Thanks for calling. Try back. Let's try it again. When's the last time the Nebraska women's basketball team won at Iowa State? Your guess?
2006.
No, incorrect. Thanks for trying. Let's go. Uh-oh, we got a guess. What's the guess?
2008.
2008 is correct. 2008 is correct.
End of line.
There you go. Yeah. They...
Did you hang up on them?
No, I didn't hang up on them. They hung up themselves.
Well, still got four tickets to give away, folks.
Well, yeah, that's a bad break. What's the correct answer? Anybody there? When's Nebraska's last win at Iowa State? We got a lot of dial tones. A lot of dial tones. Doug and Daddy Show, do you know the answer?
2008.
You're right! Hang on the line.
Hang on the line. Derek's going to get your information.
Hang on the line.
We're out of here, Derek, so let's get out of here and wrap this show up. And then you can get the information and send somebody on their way to Nebraska women's basketball tonight. How unfortunate on the phone line situation. That has happened very, 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 very rarely. And it's never our fault. And, of course, it wasn't again this time.
Derek's standing there.
I know it wasn't.
He hung up. What are you going to do? I mean,
you're talking to him. All of a sudden, that's okay. So that's the way it goes. Hey, enjoy your time at the Nebraska women's basketball game tonight. To our winners from today and yesterday, we want to thank Ron Gerber, the head wrestling coach at Sutton High School. We want to thank B.J. Aniola of the Fresno Bee for talking about Fresno State baseball as the Huskers head out there, and to UNK co-ed men's basketball coach Kevin Lofton. We'll have some special guests tomorrow. We'll talk all that is sports, recap tonight's basketball, including the Hastings College man looking for another win, as we're live at the Quest Center in Omaha at the State Wrestling Meet.
Hey, look forward to seeing you 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!